Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Mary Dixon.
A Glen Ellyn man is charged with hiring a Glendale Heights teenager to murder his parents. Police say the couple was seriously injured in a hammer attack on Sunday. The two men are charged with attempted murder and solicitation. Chicago police say a 15-year-old boy is dead, a woman injured after they were shot on the street yesterday near 76th and Champlain. About 100 students from Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, are boarding buses for Tallahassee this morning. They plan to lobby state lawmakers on gun control. 17 students and adults were killed by a young man wielding an AR-15 last week. Within an hour of that school shooting, the New York Times reports that Twitter accounts suspected of links to Russia started making both pro- and anti-gun control arguments. Many of those accounts are under the scrutiny of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who announced indictments Friday against more than a dozen Russian nationals and companies accused of running troll farms that sowed discord among Americans during the 2016 elections. President Trump is complaining on Twitter that President Obama didn't do enough about the Russian meddling in the election, and that he's been much tougher on Russia than Obama. At the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, Germany's Johannes Rizdek has won the Nordic Combined Large Hill. That's ski jumping combined with cross country. And biathlete Martin Fourcade has won his third gold of the Games by helping France to win the mixed relay. It's 8:04. On XRT. Blackhawks lost to the Kings 3-1 at home. Today, there's a flood warning until 10:45 this morning. It's going to be rainy, highs in the upper 50s, occasional rain tonight, lows down to the mid-20s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, and I'm guessing a bit icy, with highs in the mid-30s. It's 58 at the lake, 60 at Midway, and 58 degrees at O'Hare.
Yeah, I think the potholes are bad now. Just wait till the temperature plunges 30 degrees and all those puddles freeze and crack the pavement wide open. It's already dangerous. On side streets, it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky out there. It's a cycle of life in a Chicago winter.
Cycle of potholes.
Yep.
93 XRT, we're going to have an interview with Robert Plant, who's playing the Riviera in a sold-out show tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.